positive for us.
BASF has officially finalized its acquisition of a range of assets from Bayer. The deal was originally announced in October and is valued at $9 billion U.S. The deal includes the Liberty and Liberty Link franchise, the hybrid wheat research and development platform, and seed treatment products like Poncho Vetivo and Olivo. The acquisition also features BASF's entry into the seed business, which includes Invigor Canola and Credenz soybeans. In a news briefing, BASF Vice President of Agricultural Solutions, Scott Kay, was asked how the addition of the Liberty traits would influence BASF's approach with its Ingenia platform.
Clearly, farmers need new choices to control weeds that are resistant to some of the technology that's out there. And so, for me, I think our mission will be very similar moving forward in that, you know, having glufosinate and dicamba provides choice that farmers need. And I think also they're going to place seeds based on the yield quality aspirations they have. Now they can also make decisions based on weeds that they need to control and how they want to go about controlling them.
The Red River Farm Network asked about BASF's approach for Invigor canola.
Canola is very important. Invigor is very important to us. But also our seed strategy is crop specific and based region and country. So we're looking at each one. Each seed business we have acquired brings different benefits, opportunities, and challenges to our portfolio. And we are developing a tailored approach. So I think I want to emphasize we're developing a tailored approach for each, focus on generating value and growth. And I think that's what's going to be really important to farmers.
This deal also includes the digital farming platform known as Zarvio.
The Dow